The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
There's much to talk about.
Much to talk about.
Important stuff. I mean, you got a DOJ now, America, saying that husband and wife is a hate crime.
Hate speech, huh?
What do you think about that, husband to your wife? Husband and wife.
I would say that
wife,
sounds
husband.
Really good. That's how it should sound.
Right, husband and wife.
Yeah.
I mean, I got a wife. You got a wife?
I think Eric Holder has one.
I think so. I'm not sure I've seen it.
Obama does, too.
Yeah, I know. Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to check us out online. Oh, by the way, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com and or go to Facebook and go to Sons of Liberty Radio, Sons of Liberty Radio, or you can follow me on my account, Facebook, Bradley Dean Double E, Bradley Dean Double E, or Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. Phone lines are accessible, 1-877-807-9977, 1-877-807-9977. Folks, got a lot to cover, so we'll do our best within the next hour to cover all that we've got lots to cover.
All topics.
So, folks, this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct.
Why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in somebody else's
head. So bold, brash.
I will be bold today. I shall embrace boldness. Carla just Facebooked us, said, just got Bradley Dean's My War documentary today. Very powerful, exclamation point, and put in all capital letters. Everyone who values our children, God, and our country should see this and support the outreach of You Can Run, But You Cannot Hide. Thank you, Carla. And you know how she found out about that? Because Western Journalism did a little ad on a situation that's going on right now.
Awesome. Awesome.
So she just kind of followed it through.
Yeah.
And there's a variety of other outlets. I'm going to highlight Western Journalism. It's on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook, this particular article. This article exemplifies the IRS scandal and likens it unto the scandal of the mainstream media targeting conservatives, Christians, Tea Parties,
etc. Of course. That's what this administration's been doing since day one.
And one of those dudes in the mainstream media targeted our ministry and Bradley in particular. His name is Rachel Maddow. I know it sounds strange, but that is his name. And so as we ponder what's going on, maybe she can clarify that.
Yeah, you said she.
That's true, I did.
Yeah.
I'm confused. This is confusing. But the topic is as such. It shouldn't be confusing. Justice needs to be served. Right here you have a woman targeting and a whole outlet, a media outlet, MSNBC, targeting conservatives. Congresswoman Michelle Bachmann, yourself, saying outlandish things like you want to kill gay people. Just lies. So there's a lawsuit involved now. We have stepped up to the plate and taken on that lawsuit, and we have sued MSNBC and Rachel Maddow.
Yes.
It's on appeal right now because there is a very prejudiced judge that we've actually had to appeal now, her decision. That's all found in this column that was just put out on Western Journalism. Again, find it at Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook.
MSNBC, by the way, isn't doing too good.
No.
Their ratings are tanking.
Go figure that one out.
Of course.
I mean, it's like, you know.
Staying the course.
If you're doing bad, you must be doing the bidding of this administration. If you were preaching hope, like your last column, Light Out of Darkness, which we're going to talk about in a second, then people start to gravitate towards that and say, yes, there's love, there's the passion, there is liberty. But going back to this woman donated. She bought the My War box set. We are making this your option now as well to become a partner in this lawsuit, if you will, to hold mainstream media accountable for what they're doing and saying.
Right.
Not just have hearings, not just have congressional hearings. Yeah, they broke the law. I think they broke the law. Sure, they broke the law. Here's the evidence they broke the law. Now what? We need to take this to the next level.
Of course.
And Carla did just that.
Justice and judgment.
You got it.
Yes.
So I encourage you to become a part of that. We have three gifts. If you donate $25, you get a DVD. It's the prayer that rocked the Capitol. It outlines this lawsuit and how the liberal media really works, how we need to keep them accountable.
How they did it in concert.
That's right.
How they contrived it, how they conspired it.
Yep.
Yeah, but so, you know what? I thank Brother Rachel.
Yes.
Because it wasn't for Rachel,
thanks,
I wouldn't have a national platform.
That's for
so
sure.
We thank you very much for that opportunity.
And nor would the people listening have an opportunity to step on that platform and take it to them as well.
Tall leaders are made, bro.
$50 donation gets you the My War DVD series, which is normally $75. We're giving that right now. Step up. Become a partner in this lawsuit.
You're going to wish you did. You really are. Every single individual that gets it, say,
I just read it.
The response is always the same. Man, I wish I would have did this sooner. Well, that's all I can tell you.
And Carla.
And don't take me. Don't take me at my word. Take them at their word.
Just got Bradley Dean's My War documentary. Very powerful. Everyone who values our children, God, and our country should see this and support the outreach. Thirdly, if you donate $100, you get a silver dollar, a constitutional silver dollar. The value, I think, is around $32 in the precious metals market. But that's what you get for your donation for $100. So all of you folks that want to step on that platform and start taking justice and doing justice, practicing it in your country, you can do so. Go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Check out that latest column on Western journalism and click onto the landing page. You can get one of your three gifts and become a part of the team.
I think it'd be a good idea.
I think it is, too.
I
don't know why you're waiting, folks.
Growing exponentially, friends.
Yes. You're on your computers right now, those of you listening online. Just go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. Like the page first, and then go down, find the Western journalism column there, or the article. Click onto it. Read it. Hit the landing page and get on the team. Become a son or daughter of liberty.
That was grand.
Fantastic.
Grandioso.
I'm excited. I know
everybody wants to know about the one-eyed doe.
Yeah?
But I can't really bring up the one-eyed doe until we come back after the next segment.
With Kevin Hawthorne.
Because you're teeing up for Kevin Hawthorne, and you guys are going to be talking about...
Yep, the price message.
Yes.
Now, Kevin read Bradley's last column, which you can find on TechStart right now. It says this. It has a picture of him. I believe it's at Arlington Cemetery. I salute our military, our police, our firefighters, etc., and those who serve. We the people, to do good of our people and to the glory of our God. That's what we salute. We honor those that will stand in that. And you know what? They need to know about it, too.
Yeah.
I mean, we just did something here locally. Go buy a gift card or something for your police chief. Buy some to let them know, hey, I do care, and I do respect what you're doing. Now, if they're unconstitutional and they're out of line, you better come in with a big stick.
Get
and that's called the Bill of Rights. That's
like
right.
That, yeah.
Don't get those guys a gift card. But seriously, confront them if they're out of line. If they're in line, then show them the respect.
That's right.
They're protecting you.
You're on the
same
side.
Line. And there's
Isn't
a great
that how
story.
It's supposed to work anyways?
That's right. Love your neighbor as yourself. There's a great story in that column that Bradley just did, again, Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. And it's about a police chief who was killed in action in his duty, and his daughter graduated kindergarten, had a crowd of, what was it, 300?
300 people. What happened is the word got out, and police from all over the state came and came to little Tatum's graduation party. She had no idea that so many people were going to come. 3 days prior to that, her dad gets killed by an SUV.
So she sacrificed her dad. She no longer has that.
That's right.
And the community stood up and said, hey, we will do our best to fill that position. Thank you, little Tatum.
And the officer that was killed, his best friend said, I will take care of Tatum for the rest of her life.
You got to read
this
story.
Greater love is no man than this, that a man laid down his life for his brother. And that's exactly what love is.
Yep.
It's a demonstration. It's sacrificial love. It's looking out for the other guy rather than looking out for your own interests. Yep. Isn't that exactly what Christ did when he came and died on Calvary for the sins of the world? Folks, you got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. We're going to come back with Kevin Hawthorne, and we're going to check out his response and see what he has to say. Check us out online, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, 1-877-807-9977.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message. Call 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
You keep saying that the president has committed all these crimes. What crimes have they committed?
Is there a scandal in Benghazi? What do you call it when an attorney general in his administration, namely the president of the United States, gets busted for throwing 300... high-powered rifles to Mexican drug lords who killed 300 of their own people, and you're asking the question,
what statute did he violate?
I'll tell you what, you take a gun, you go to Mexico, you commit the crimes that this administration did, and you'll find out every statute. And you can call me from prison when you get there.
SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
You've seen them on Doomsday Preppers. You've seen them on network television, Shipping Wars, and the History Channel. Now, the strongest shelters money can buy are here. Atlas Survival Shelters, made in America from 10-foot diameter galvanized corrugated pipe, up to 11 times stronger than square box shelters, and built to last up to 200 years. And you won't believe the amenities. Atlas shelters contain microwaves, refrigerators, big screen TVs, water tanks, septic systems, bulletproof hatches, and much more. Virtually everything you have at home, just buried 20 feet deep and bomb-proof. See the amazing Atlas Survival Shelters at atlassurvivalshelters.com or call 1-855-4-BUNKER. That's 855-4-B-U-N-K-E-R or atlassurvivalshelters.com. Financing now available. Atlas Survival Shelters. Better prepared than scared.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. By the way, Jake was on the radio this morning.
Oh, that's
where?
Right. That's right. We were in Utah.
Utah.
With Tim Alders. It's called Freedom's Voice, right in Salt Lake City, Utah. That's a big lake.
Cool. I listened to some of the interview. It was an anointed interview.
Amen.
And I thought it was very cool.
They were
people that are basically extending their arm out to the next generation of young people.
That is true.
I heard where he's talking about how the generations in the past, the 70s, 80s, and the 90s, totally dropped the ball on their posterity.
Yep.
Right.
That's what happened. That's the fruit of it here.
Yeah, and here we are.
Yep. And what I appreciate about what they're doing is they hit the streets, and that's where people are going to be effective. I mean, they go out there, they pass out flyers, and they talk to young people, engage them in. I mean, he had a 5-minute conversation with a girl who was in school. Said all of her teachers love Obama. She loves Obama. And this isn't about Obama, by the way. But she had no clue even why she did.
Yep.
And then he starts asking just a couple questions. Here's a question. There's a question. She's like, I don't know. It reminds me of the analogy of the
I love him because my friend loves him.
That's right. It reminds me of the analogy of the little girl who says, well, you know, I want to help poor people, Dad. I think that the government should give more money to poor people because they're suffering.
Yeah.
And Dad says, okay, well, I got a good idea. Why don't you go out and you get a job and then you earn, you know, $500 and then go give that to the poor person you're thinking about? And she said, well, why doesn't the poor person just go out and get a job?
That's
and
right.
Get that Because it was like this emotional, and that was what was happening. But, you know, you just did a call.
Well, they didn't think it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head.
For sure.
Wow.
For sure. Especially don't put them in your school teacher's
head. Isn't it interesting how you always hear that? So we need to look out for the poor.
Yes.
But what we have is we have Obamahood that the American people are sitting down on and just letting him do what he wants to do by stealing the money from taxpayers, reallocating the finances to un-American, unconstitutional outsources.
That's right.
Right? And it's interesting that he's having to steal it to do it.
Yeah.
Now, is that lawful?
No.
No. If you don't work, you don't eat. It's that simple. When you look at America and you look at other countries, when you look at a poor person in this country, I'll tell you what, here, case in point. North Minneapolis, 18 years old. Guy said, we'll work for, you know, whatever the case is, money. I want some money. Mm-hmm. And what they did is I drove up to him. I said to him, hey, dude, there's a Wendy's right there because he wanted some food.
Yeah.
I said, why don't you meet me on the other side of the highway and I'll take you out to eat? Yeah. He didn't want that. He wanted money. Right across the street was a liquor store. Well, lo and behold, all of a sudden the media got involved in this. This had nothing to do with me. It was just a media inquiry.
Yeah.
And what they did is they went to all these people that were begging for money and they found out that they were making $400 to $600 a day off the compassion of the American people. They can, you know, and you know where they're getting their money from? People at stop signs that are coming home from work.
Yeah, exactly.
Right? That's to go home and take care of their families.
That's right.
Yeah. If you're poor in America, you know what? Unless there's special circumstance around that, that's exactly right.
Yeah.
I'm not going for it, man. You can become what you want to become in this country, and there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it.
Now, your last column was, every day is Memorial Day, and we shared a little bit about it last segment. Well, we had a gentleman actually write an email. And that's going to be our guest here, Kevin. Said, Bradley, just watched The Price. That's a video. I encourage you all to watch it. If you can watch the whole thing without crying. Seriously, that's how powerful this is. Just watch The Price. It rocks. So few understand the price paid. My dad served in World War II and never talked about it ever. So many people take what we have for granted.
Yep.
So many have no clue. It scares me. Here's my attempt to put it into the words of music. We'll play a little segment of this song that Kevin wrote. He said, with your permission, I'd like to add a link to The Price to my video's description. Let me know if you think it honors your production to do so. I'll await your reply. And we've teamed up with Kevin. Kevin's on the air with us. Thank you for being with us, Kevin.
Hey, I almost was going to give you my Rachel Maddow imitation. That kind of puts a bad taste in my mouth.
That is, it's off subject, but I'd like to hear that a little bit later on, okay? I really would. You piqued my interest. You can go to Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook to see what you were just talking about last segment. Kevin, you wrote this. Now, you wrote a song as well talking about the price of liberty. You said you've been listening to the show a couple days. I just want to hear your thoughts. Speak to America and tell them what your thoughts are because, folks, there's guys like Kevin all over. You are a guy like Kevin or a gal like Kevin that loves this country.
Take the last guest you guys were just talking to, okay? It's and by the way, Salt Lake is my old stomping grounds. But the generation that I belong to, I'm a baby boomer, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I'm an old fart. I'm a musician who's deaf in one ear because I played in so many rock bands. You know, my dad's generation, these guys are all, he's dead, of course, he passed away. And most guys who fought in World War II have passed away, but they were probably the last generation that really understood the price of liberty. When I watched your video, it just completely blew my mind. Because we got fat and we got lazy and we got happy and we watched The Simpsons and we have our iPods and everything got too easy for too many, you know, for too many decades, I think, in America. And the reason I emailed you guys is everything seems to be coming to a head right now. I don't think we take the enemy seriously.
That's right.
I don't think we understand that. I mean, you know, nobody knows the time or the hour. Nobody does. And, you know, I'm not one of those guys that says, it's, you know, I'm not going to stand on the street corner with a sign saying the end is near, but it is, you know. And we don't recognize the enemy because we don't take it seriously.
Kevin, can I interject a thought? This is Bradley. By the way, thank you for responding the way that you have. It's interesting that you go up to Arlington Cemetery and you go to the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. You know if you're smacking your gum too loud or you begin to talk or show disrespect, that man that is guarding the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier will turn around in front of everybody and he will rebuke you. And he'll tell you.
It should be.
That's exactly right. And he'll tell you, listen, if you disrespect what we're guarding, the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier, in any sense of the word, please remove yourself. Or else they'll remove you.
Why do we have a commander in chief?
That's right.
Who refuses to salute the flag? Why do we have a commander? Why do we have a?
Because the American
first lady who thinks the flag is a joke.
That's right, Kevin. Herein lies the problem, and this was my point. The point is, the American people are allowing this administration to violate and desecrate the memories of hundreds of thousands of men and women that fought, bled, and died to ratify that Constitution.
That's right. My father was one of those people.
Amen.
And so were millions just like him, and that. Those are the last words of my song. This country was built on the blood, sweat, and tears of millions just like you. But we're dishonoring those people.
That's right.
We're dishonoring Jesus.
That's right.
We're not occupying. Remember what his last command to us was, occupy in my absence.
Amen.
Yeah, that's not
what does that mean?
Yes.
What does that mean?
It means magnify what he died for. And it's interesting. Yes, that's exactly right. Let me just interject one more thought. I am in no sense of the word going to disrespect the price paid in any sense of the word by tolerating this administration to commit crimes against what they fought, bled, and died for. And that's what the American people don't have in heart anymore. They don't realize the price paid for their freedoms, because if they did, they would have tolerated this administration to commit one crime and one crime alone. He would have been impeached. And he would have been criminalized for his crimes against the Constitution.
Absolutely.
And here we are today trying to get people. That's exactly right. Because, and you know what they're talking about today, as a matter of fact, Kevin, just it's off kilter a little bit or off key, but they're talking about how the MSNBC is now talking about the next scandal that's going to come out of the White House. Instead of the American people rising up in judgment and setting a light to the world saying we're not going to tolerate crime, the American people are now being conditioned as to accept the next scandal by the White House. That is about as backwards as it gets.
This is our call. This is our last chance.
Amen.
Give me an example, Kevin, some of the things that you're doing right there in hometown. You're in Colorado, correct?
I'm in Colorado. I'm in the subject to the crown, Colorado. We just lost a lot of our respect in the world's eyes, I'm sure, because of this latest legislature and the unconstitutional laws that were passed. But, you know, we're doing something about it. We've got recall notices against the leader of the House. We've got recall notices to recall Governor Hickenlooper is gonna fly or not, but, you know, his days are numbered. Days are numbered in office. I do not understand when you go out on the streets and when you're talking to people, 9 out of 10 people are absolutely outraged by what happened here.
Mm-hmm.
But this stuff still passes, and that's what's going on in America.
That's right.
You read news articles and you read the comments underneath. 95% of the people apparently are awake to what's going on, but how do we keep these people in office? What's going on?
Well, it tells you tells you the people that are working, the representatives that we've elected to be put into position, who they're working for, because we can see clearly they're not working for the American people. These are dupes of designing men is what they are.
You know what I wanted to say? I told you, I think, one of the little emails that we had going back and forth in the last day, I kind of got on my knees a little bit. And I said, you know, what do you want me to talk about? I think what we need to understand is this. There really are people who, despite the way you and I grew up, and we've all had hard knocks, life is a tough teacher, but you know what? I grew up in a time where I walked down to the local Western Auto Store, bought my .22 rifle, and walked home with it. And, you know, Constitution wasn't a bad word. God wasn't a bad word. The country's changed.
Yeah.
It's really changed. And what we need to realize is that these people that are making this happen, there really is leadership here. There's leadership on both sides.
Kevin, we got this song going right now. This is the song that Kevin wrote. He's doing something about the issues in America. We got to go to a hard break. Thank you so much for being with us, listening,
right,
and taking the message.
Kevin,
brother,
stay in touch, my friend.
Okay, you too.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What if you had a witness everywhere you drive? Now you can with video-cam.com. From truckers to motorcyclists, the handy video dash cam can be used for insurance claims, accidents, police encounters, road rage, or natural disasters. Has instant screen playback and optional night vision. Get the best quality, affordable HD dash cameras available at video-cam.com. That's video-cam.com. Or call 855-855-2022. Always have a witness with video dash cam.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Your home alarm works after an intruder is inside your home, but real home security begins before intruders enter. Burglaries and home invasions are at an all-time high, and crime is skyrocketing in rural and suburban areas. 85% of break-ins are through a door, and police response is often greater than 20 minutes. You can't afford to wait that long. Stop burglars with police-tested and recommended Easy Armor from Armor Concepts. Easy Armor keeps intruders out. It's barely visible and installs easily. Easy Armor reinforces a door weak points, comes in three colors, and is guaranteed to stop kick-ins. Get Easy Armor now and get peace of mind. Order by calling 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. Or go to easyarmor.net. Spelled E-Z-A-R-M-O-R.net. Special offer only available to GCN listeners. Ask about it when you call for your Easy Armor today from Armor Concepts. Ultimate door security made easy.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free. Contains all natural and certified organic ingredients. Contains no preservatives or animal products. Supports a healthy digestive and immune system. Supports weight loss. Improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Now that's a far cry from what I'm used to. But you know what? It's the heart. It's the intent. And that's not a diss. It's just, you know, I'm used to. Kerry, you know, can you play a little of something that, well, we're used to around here at the Sons of Liberty? That's Kevin Hawthorne from... I'm totally kidding, guys.
You probably understand Kevin's wording.
Yes, yes, yes. You can understand, Kevin, these guys. And you know what? Kids will listen to this lyrics, and they'll tell you exactly what this guy said. And the only thing I heard him doing was, you know.
Like the barf bag thing.
Barf bag. I wasn't going to say it, but you said it, okay?
Hey,
everybody wants to know about the one-eyed doe.
That's true.
And it goes line upon line, precept upon precept, as to what me and Kevin and you were just talking about a minute ago. A doe blind in one eye was accustomed to graze as near to the edge of the cliff as she possibly could. In the hope of securing her greater safety, she turned her sound eye towards the land that she might get the earliest tidings of the approach of a hunter or a hound, and her injured eye towards the sea, from whence she entertained no anticipation of danger whatsoever. Some boatmen sailing by saw her and, taking a successful aim, mortally wounded her. Yielding up her last breath, she gasped forth this lament. O wretched creature that I am, to take such precaution against the land, and after all to find this seashore, to which I had come for safety, so much more perilous. Doesn't it kind of remind you of the American people today? We look at scandal after scandal after scandal. Now the state-run media, friends, is telling you they're forecasting the next scandal by the Obama administration. And why are they doing that? Because you think you have everything well in hand. You think it really doesn't have any consequence as to what's taking place. Isaiah 42 talks about how you're being burned up and you don't know it. Now, what does that have to do with the one-eyed doe? Folks, you have both eyes wide open. This is happening in the face of America. There's nothing hidden in this administration. They are stonewalling justice, friends. They are stonewalling the law. They are stonewalling when they're busted for a crime. They're creating their own crimes, and those are the ones that they're enforcing against you, the American people. Yet they themselves, when contriving the crime, they go without consequence for breaking the law, but they're trying to create a law to lay on you that you broke so they can incriminate
that's right.
you.
That's exactly right.
See, and that's what the American people need to realize. But if, again, friends, you need to keep both eyes open because what they're doing in the face of the American people is happening in the face of the people with the American people's both eyes wide open. The Bible says those that praise the law forsake the wicked. So the first thing they needed to do was get rid of God.
Yep.
That happened in 1962, prayer, so on and so forth. When we look at Scripture in Proverbs 28, it says that evil men understand not judgment. Yet when I look at Scripture, I see how God set forth a light to bring about judgment. I'm sorry, brought about a law to bring about judgment to establish righteousness and set a light for the American
That's
people.
Right. That's right.
Or that nation that serves Him. And where we're at today, friends, is we're completely trying to figure out, why is the state-run media talking about the next scandal? Well, let me give you a couple examples. Throughout the summer of 2012, several facets of the government purchased a variety of ammunition in quantities and types that caused the number of people to be suspicious as to the purpose. This was compounded by changes to purchase orders after attention was brought to them. In total, close to 1.4 billion rounds of ammunition was ordered between April and August of 2012. This ammunition primarily consisted of it's a 223 ammunition for AR-15s or M-16s.
And they're trying to ban those very guns.
The American people know this. Both eyes open.
Yep. Yep.
Okay? Folks, it's not like you just have one eye. You have both eyes open.
There's no handicap here.
That's exactly right. Another example, whistleblower prosecution. In other words, those that tell on this administration for the crimes committed against we the people. The Obama administration has charged more people, six to be exact, under the 1917 Espionage Act for the alleged mishandling of classified information than all past presidencies combined.
Wow.
This is happening in the face of the American people.
Yeah.
You're not being destroyed, friends, because you only have one eye. You have both eyes open. It's because you tolerate the crimes of this administration that at length they're going to bring about your demise.
So from 1917 all the way up until
today, the present.
The end of George Bush's presidency, that many people that were charged for espionage.
Yep.
Is less than the amount of people in the last 5 years of this administration.
Yep. Yeah, it's like our debt.
Yeah, and I was just going to say
that's
that.
Exactly
that's what's
right.
next, too.
Yeah, recess appointments on March 27, 2010, President Barack Hussein Obama announced that he would be making 15 recess appointments as the Senate left for its Easter break. This happened in the face of the American people.
And he knew it. Yep. Senate knew it. Everybody knew it.
Obama has increased food stamp spending well over 100% during his 4 years in office because he's creating dependencies, friends.
Yep.
Dependents, now running excess of $75 billion per year, stealing your money and giving it to do-nothings, friends. One-third of Americans are on some type of welfare under the Obama administration. The Constitution designates that taxes may be collected and used to provide for the general welfare. Jake, if you would like to expound.
Yeah, did you say one-third on welfare?
It says the Constitution designates that taxes may be collected and used to provide for the general welfare, not specific welfare in the form of food stamps.
Yeah, so you had a statistic that was above what you just said there. It was about the welfare.
One-third of Americans are on some type of welfare.
One-third. Yep. What, you can walk down the street, one out of every three people you see is on some type of welfare.
Yeah.
So do they want the government control to get smaller? No, this is working good for them.
Yeah, and who's receiving a check? Do you think they're going to complain about the administration?
That's a good
and the
point.
administration all the well knows, mm-hmm. hey, this is how you create dependence.
Yep.
You know, it was interesting. The older generation thought that it was going to be a landslide when Romney came in, yeah. who was the criminal himself.
Yeah.
But it was interesting that the older generation thought that Romney was the right guy for the job. Mm-hmm. And when you look at it, what Obama was doing was raising up a new generation that was willing to overthrow the older generation because this administration says you no longer have to work for what you get. Yep. We'll steal the older generation's right. money and give it to you. Yep. Hands down, no questions asked. It's your gift from us.
So going back,
thank you, Obama, for destroying our country. And the American people fell down because right. they're destroyed for lack of knowledge, Hosea 4:6. And that's where we're at today.
So going back to the tax and spend for general welfare, it says in Article 1, Section 8, what is general welfare? You just said the stat, one out of every three in America have some type of welfare, with food stamps, you name it, just something, some type of assistance, government assistance. Well, that's not general welfare, because general means all of us in general.
That's right.
That means three out of three people would be on some type of government assistance. And if all of us were on some type of government assistance, we would say, why do we need government assistance? It's our money. Let's just keep our money in our pockets. But because only one out of three, now you've got those vote getters that you just talked about. They're going to go out and get active because they're going to steal from the other two.
And of course, we can see this. We can see this backfiring as well.
Yeah, absolutely.
But why is this administration so apt to give you a handout, friends? They didn't earn it.
Nope, they didn't.
It's not theirs to give.
That's right.
It's yours that they're stealing to give.
That's right.
And what they're doing is they're overthrowing you through a younger generation, and that's what the American people haven't come to terms with.
That's right.
And you go ahead, well, you know what? We're out of here pretty soon. I know. I would be in haste to meet my maker, too.
Yeah, exactly.
Let's, you know what? Prepare to meet your God, if that's where you're at.
You're jumping out of the frying pan.
Into the fire.
So hard. And you're jumping right into the fire.
Literally. Number two. Obama is the only president who has been held in contempt of court for illegally obstructing oil drilling offshore after he was ordered to stop his moratorium for drilling in the Gulf of Mexico by Judge Martin Feldman. Obama and his administration acted in contempt again and continuing to drill anyways, even when a federal judge told him not to do it. Judge Feldman responded by saying each step the government took following the court's imposition of a preliminary injunction showcases, listen carefully, friends, defiance. Now, is this an American president to defy the American Constitution, understanding the price paid for our liberties? Friends, this is foreign to America. But America, you have both eyes open. There's no reason or no excuse as to why you're being destroyed today except for apathy. And apathy is the word. Friends, they that are on their guard and appear ready to receive their adversaries are in much less danger of being attacked than the supine, secure, and negligent.
Isn't that true? Listen, prevention is better than cure.
Of course. Each step the government took, said this federal judge, following the court's imposition of a preliminary injunction, showcases its defiance. This is a federal judge magnifying the laws of our Constitution and our constitutional republic against this administration. He said this administration, every step of the way, was defiant towards who you are, America. Hello! And we're talking about, going back just a little bit here, talking about buying up ammo. Sicking the IRS on people, and then, you know, for some reason he's got some executive immunity.
Yeah, some kind of
when in fact everybody in America knows that it came from this administration.
Yep.
How stupid can you be before you finally figure out you can't play stupid anymore?
That's right. Yeah, that's exactly right. I mean, you're going to be forced. You're already forced. I don't want to say you're going to be. It's going to happen. It is happening. It's happening right now. There comes a time, just like in the old analogy, where the guy says, they came for the communists. I wasn't a communist. I didn't speak up. They came for the trade unionists. Yep. I wasn't a trade unionist. I didn't speak up. They came for the Jews. I wasn't a Jew. I didn't speak up. Then they came for me because nobody was left to speak for me.
Yeah. Another one. Obama, by overriding the jurisdiction of multiple states. Listen to this.
Yeah,
federal government overriding the jurisdiction of multiple states, ordered an amnesty policy, not law, to stop the deportation of illegal immigrants from certain states, even granting them a chance to apply for a work permit. He's drawing people in from other countries illegally, teaching them to break the laws illegally, friend.
That's right.
And he wants to give them a permit for breaking the law.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds like the devil to me.
Them. That's exactly what it is.
Wow. But, friends, you have both eyes open.
Yeah.
This is happening on your watch. You got Bradley and Jake, sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. We'll be right back after this break. Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Bradley and Jake talking about the one-eyed doe. A doe blind in one eye was accustomed to graze as near to the edge of the cliff as she possibly could, and in the hope of securing her greater safety, she turned her sound eye towards the land that she might get the earliest tidings of the approach or of a hunter or a hound, and her injured eye towards the sea from whence she entertained no anticipation of danger. Well, that sounds like common sense, right?
Yeah, that's what I would do if I had a handicap like that.
Some boatman sailing by her and taking a successful aim mortally wounded her, yielding up her last breath, and she grasped forth this lament. Oh, wretched creature that I am, to take such precaution against the land, and after all to find the seashore to which I come for safety, so much more perilous.
Yeah.
In other words, I didn't think it would happen from that direction. Mm-hmm. But then again, friends, that deer only had one eye.
That's true. How could she have helped it?
You've got both, friends.
How could she have helped it?
Totally. Totally. I just a 10-second shot to my Facebook. Obama administration wants to fund Planned Parenthood for illegal immigrants. Listen to what I'm telling you, friends. Another post. Attorney General Dio Injustice attacking homeschoolers, wanting the right and authority, which he doesn't have the right. He wants the authority through unjust laws, unlaw, to control homeschoolers. Right in front of our face, friends. We see it all day long.
What?
We just want to go ahead and turn away from it, go and entertain ourselves out of our posterity's future. No way. No way.
What does that have to do? Just a simple little caveat here, okay? What does that have to do with justice? Caring about what the homeschoolers do. Justice is, hey, he broke the law. I want to go arrest him. We're talking about kids learning in schools. He doesn't want to uphold the law. He wants to control. That's what this administration is all about. Is
that's
control.
Exactly right. And he's also, by the way, for those that didn't know, this administration has also appointed 225 homosexuals and transvestites to federal positions,
that's
more
right.
than one, not
Multiple.
Singular.
Yeah.
That's right. In federal government.
Yeah.
What's wrong?
And if you're
why is he taking every form of every debased form of life and empowering them, friends, against you? Why? Now he's got another one. He wants to be a czar. He wants, and he's an American, he wants to enforce Islamic Sharia law.
Oh, so that's okay for
against
that.
Our Article 1 of our Bill of Rights.
Sure.
Isn't that amazing?
Yeah.
Oh, speaking of the
freedom,
homosexual
right?
agenda, freedom. Did I tell you about the email that I got this morning from one of our gay friends?
Yeah, right up on the post. It says, hello, Mr. Dean. Oh, no, Mrs. Dean. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he called me Mrs. Isn't that sweet?
What a cute guy.
Yeah, by the way, did I tell you that I went back and I what I'll do is I'll track where they come from.
Mm-hmm.
And it was contrived. It was created. There was no such thing.
No
they just,
person,
nope, they
yeah.
just boldly and bravely, you know, sling.
Create an email account.
That's
a Facebook
right.
account.
That doesn't exist.
And said, I have listened to you several times. Or as much as I could stomach. I've heard your hate of gays and the hate you have for nonconformists. I've written you a few times before because I've heard you say how much of a man you are and how tough you are. All the crap
I say that all the time, right? I mean, I'm on there. Yeah, come on, bring it on, guys.
All the crap you talk while in public. I have invited you to come and bring your message to where I live, and yet I've received no response. I leave you with this, friend. When the maggots... Listen to this. This is from a twisted, and it's on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. I want you to go on there and comment. When the maggots rape your children, he says, and feed on their corpses, I pray that you are made to watch. Health to you, friend. That sounds like a normal mind, doesn't it?
Oh, it totally does. I mean, I think it's pretty refreshing. And if you speak out against them, this attorney general also wants to call it hate speech. By the way, it also came out today, as we talked about at the beginning of the show, that husband and wife is now to be considered hate speech. You know what, dude? Back off.
Yeah. Keep it coming.
You know, and it's not just back off. Listen to this carefully. Hearken unto me, you that know righteousness, the people in whose heart is my law. Fear ye not the reproach of men, neither be afraid of their revilings. Mm-hmm. Folks, this is a test. They're gauging the American people, and sad to say, the American people are letting them roll.
Yeah.
That's what's sick. The state-run media is forecasting the next scandal of this president violating the American way of life in every sense of the word. And I, what?
And people want to read it.
Yes.
And you know what? I read it too. But I don't just read it. You read it, you expose it, you deal with it.
There's nothing you can do about it, Jake.
It's a good story.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, there's 312 million people that are letting 545 people destroy the country. Come on, what can we do about it, Jake?
I don't know. I don't see anything to do, you know?
And I have no trust in that. I have trust in God.
That's right.
I totally trust in God.
Some trust in chariots, some in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord our God. They are brought down and fallen. We are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord, let the king hear us when we call.
So the one-eyed doe, friends... James 1:8, a double-minded man is unstable in all of his ways. Matthew 6:22, the light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? No man can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will hold to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. He said mammon. What about Elijah? He came unto all the people and said, how long halt you between two opinions? If the Lord be God, then follow him. But if Baal, then follow him. And the people answered him not a word. Folks, you still have the right to answer a word. You still have the freedom to do the right thing. We got Sherry in Missouri. Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty, my friend. How are you?
I'm good. Good afternoon. I would like... You know, for Hosea 4:6 to be read in its entirety, because I think everything that follows that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge is even more important. Because thou hast rejected knowledge, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget thy children. And that's exactly where we're at. People are turning a blind eye to it, and in rejection of the word and of the truth, and that's why what's happening to our children is what's happening.
I agree with you 100%.
It's the rejection of it. It's the fact of when Bradley read the analogy. Listen, the doe did all that she could. She only had one eye. So she positioned herself correctly. Sherry, to your point, what were the people doing? Not just perishing because they didn't have knowledge. They were rejecting the knowledge, and therefore they perished.
Amen. And I think it's important, too, that you said that thou shalt be no priest to me. You have rejected knowledge. Here it comes back to the church's responsibility to blow the light that reproves darkness in the wind. We need to proclaim it. And the church needs to stand up. And when I say that the patriots and the conservatives, it's all derived from Christ. So it's one and the same. We're one and the same. We need to unite one nation under God because, Sherry, we can do this. We just need to get our perspective straightened out. And we need to put things into perspective here.
But it's also that, you know, God will appoint kings to rule over us that we deserve.
That's right. Leviticus 26.
And look at America. We choose our own leaders.
That's right.
I mean, this is a perfect exemplification of what we've allowed. We chose them. It's not like a king was just raised up. This man was voted in. And if there was voter fraud, I don't care. There's still a system that requires a vote. And that's our system we're to overlook.
I know. And, okay, and here we go, right? We're talking about, thank you for the call, Sherry, by the way. Heather, are you talking to her right now? I can go on and on. Benghazi, IRS, Tea Party, the IRS singled out and harassed conservative political groups, including during the election year of 2012, of course. What are they doing? Oh, we're not responsible. AP seizure of phone records and leak. By the way, Fox is a part of that now. They're trying to incriminate reporters. Now Eric Holder comes back out and says, we won't do that again. What's going on inside with our representatives that they're allowing this crap? Do they think that they're immune or
impervious?
Impervious. That's the word I was looking for. Impervious to the fact that there's going to be backlash. I mean, they're so foolish as to kneel to a foreign individual that calls him the president of the United States. He calls himself that. And I'm trying to figure out what's American about anything this man is doing. They're
right,
all radicals. They're all Saul Alinsky students. We see that this man and this administration are calling for a new world order. We see him relinquishing American sovereignty over to the UN. Now they're talking about giving rights over to the UN concerning gun rights in America, when the Senate's already voted it down. Folks, this is all happening right in front of your face. And by the way, what we need to be careful for is the very fact that this administration and its criminal minions are trying to incite domestic insurrection. There's no question about it. We have the law on our side. Furthermore, we have God on our side, and we need to lawfully deal with these unlawful criminals that call themselves government.
Mm-hmm. The revolution has begun, not by you and I, but by this government.
I had a national attorney tell me that about a year ago. Bradley, it's already begun.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's on you. War's upon you.
Amen.
I was going to say, become a son or daughter of liberty, folks. This is your chance to engage into this and defend, because war is upon you. It's not going to go away because you wish it away. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Go to the Become a Son or Daughter of Liberty. We want you to join us in this fight.
The penalty good men pay for indifference to public affairs is to be ruled by evil men. 1 John 3:18, we love you by what we do. We'll talk to you in 23.
Did you know that 50% of heart attacks are brought on by infections? Did you know that hospitals are breeding grounds for antibiotic-resistant bugs like MRSA? The environment is infected with parasites, and the mild winter means ticks with Lyme disease, mosquitoes with West Nile virus, and cold and flu viruses will be on the rise. Protect yourself with nature's natural antiparasitic, antiviral, antifungal, antibiotic, Allicin, the heart of garlic. Get concentrated protection with Alli-C and Alli-Ban from Affinity Health Products. One capsule of Alli-C equals 40 cloves of garlic or 100 garlic pills with no garlic breath. Alli-Ban has Allicin in spray, liquid, and cream forms with 3 times more strength than leading brands and costs less. Go to Alli-C.com, spelled Alli-C.com, or call 855-ALLICIN. That's 855-255-4246. That's 855-255-4246. We'll be right back.
Protect yourself with Ali C and Ali Ban from Affinity Health Products at ali-c.com.